one or two things on the issues that have been raised. Beatrice.
Thank you very much, Honourable Minister. I'd like to also thank distinguished delegates for the recommendations they have made so far in respect of our national report. I'd like to state that Nigeria has continued to show political will and commitment towards promotion and protection of rights of women, children, and other vulnerable groups. This is in terms of strengthening appropriate legal and policy frameworks, as well as increased resourcing for relevant institutional frameworks. Agencies are also constantly reviewing their operational procedures to ensure adequate response in line with best global practice. Apart from the laws that have been highlighted earlier by the Honorable Attorney General, I'd like to list some policies which have been passed in Nigeria in the course of the last few years. These include the National Policy on Sexual and Reproductive Health and Rights of Persons with Disabilities, with emphasis on women and girls, 2018, the National Gender Policy, the National Workplace Policy, the National Gender Data Bank, the National Policy and Strategy for the Acceleration of Girl Child Education in Nigeria, the National Policy on Reproductive Health, the National Policy and Plan of Action for Elimination of Female Genital Mutilation in Nigeria, as well as the National Policy on Sexuality and Family Life Education. On the issue of early and forced marriage, Nigeria has enacted laws and policies aimed at addressing child early and forced marriage. The child rights laws, which have been passed by all 36 states of the Federation, places a minimum of 18 years for marriage for both boys and girls. Nigeria also has a national strategy to end child marriage, which has the vision of ending child marriage by the year 2030. In recognition of the plural nature of our legal system and the effect of religion and cultural practice on this issue, we have continued to engage with NGOs in order to conduct awareness campaigns to educate communities about the negative consequences of early marriage. We engage with community and religious leaders, as well as traditional leaders, to raise awareness on this very important issue. Nigeria has taken key steps to ensure full representation of women in elective and appointive offices. Already, affirmative action of 35% representation has been achieved in some of the executive positions at the subnational and national levels of government. Whereas the proposed bill for parity in gender representation for elective offices was not passed by the last National Assembly, indications are that the present parliament and government are committed towards revisiting proposals for legislation to achieve affirmative action in elective offices. Presently, efforts are being made to facilitate the passage of the Equal Opportunities Bill in the National Parliament, while some states have already passed the bill, namely Ekiti, Imo, Kogi, and Plateau states. Mr. Vice President, it is useful to point out that the Federal Executive Council had declared a national emergency on sexual and gender-based violence in 2021. Consequently, an interministerial committee on sexual and gender-based violence has been set up to galvanize all sectors of government to create awareness and sensitization on sexual and gender-based violence. In order to facilitate access to justice for victims, the Office of the Honorable Attorney General of the Federation and Minister of Justice has taken steps to conduct training for law enforcement officers, prosecutors, as well as judicial officers on this issue. I am pleased to report that our engagement with the judiciary has led to the designation of special judges to conduct SGBV cases. The Chief Judge of the High Court of the Federal Capital Territory has accordingly issued a practice direction and guideline on trial of SGBV and ancillary procedure. Similar practice directions have been developed in Adamawa, Anambra, and Edo states. Our expectation is that these directions will be issued by other states of the Federation. For the first time, the National Human Rights Commission set up a panel of inquiry to investigate cases of domestic violence as well as sexual and gender-based violence to bring accountability for cases of domestic violence and SGBV. It was discovered that at the root of these violations were issues of empowerment and need for accountability for violations. In this regard, reforms have been expedited with the Nigerian police through the establishment of police gender desks to facilitate effective response to cases of sexual and gender-based violence, while the National Human Rights Commission and the UNDP have established skill acquisition and empowerment schemes for survivors of SGBV. Again, the National Human Rights Commission has established a toll-free call center to encourage report of cases of SGBV. This platform also has facilities to link survivors to service providers in all states of the Federation to attend to cases like access to justice, prosecution, medical support, empowerment support, psychosocial support, post-traumatic stress disorder, among others. We will continue to take measures to review and enhance our social welfare programs, which are focused on the most vulnerable persons in society, particularly women. And the program is currently being constantly being reviewed to ensure coverage to previously excluded groups. Under our national laws, abortion is legal only where there's a risk or danger to life of the baby or the mother. However, interventions by ministries of health and education ensure education on reproductive health rights are taught in schools from primary through secondary schools, which helps to empower young girls and boys to appreciate reproductive health rights and improve knowledge about rights of on reproductive health. We would like to reaffirm our continued commitment to addressing issues affecting vulnerable groups in Nigeria, particularly women and children, and remain open to recommendations towards enhancing our ongoing efforts. I thank you very much for your kind attention.
Well,